From Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
What cities have the best money-managing residents? Which cities have the worst?
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Do you live in one of the best money-managing cities? Do you live in one of the worst? I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. CreditCards.com has been looking at what cities are best when it comes to managing money. Let's bring in Matt Schultz. He's a senior industry analyst at CreditCards.com. So first of all, Matt, before we get into what cities are best and worst at managing money, tell us the criteria.
Yeah, what we did was we looked at local income, age, unemployment, and education data in the 25 largest metro areas in the city. And the hypothesis was that areas with higher incomes, higher median ages, and higher educational attainment would have higher credit scores. And what we saw was that it didn't always work out that way.
So let's run down some of the cities. What was the city for managing money?
Los Angeles came in first in our study, and it was interesting. Their credit score is toward the lower end, actually, among the 25 that we looked at. But because they have the lowest percentage of high school graduates among the 25 and a fairly average median household income, by our measures, they are actually kind of overachieving with their credit score.
What was number two?
Minneapolis-St. Paul came in second place, and they actually had the highest average credit score in the country. Among the 25 cities that we looked at, they were the only one that had an average credit score of over 700. So that's very good. And they have above average income, above average education, and you add it all up, and they were doing a really good job.
And number three, number four, number five, in terms of best cities for managing money?
Yeah, New York City, Chicago, and Boston rounded out the top five. So a bunch of big northern cities doing a good job of keeping their money together.
Okay, let's look at the bottom five now. Let's make some people upset. A lot of people have pride in their city. So what was the worst city for managing money?
Baltimore, Maryland was the worst city that we saw, and its neighbor, Washington, D.C., was right next to it on the list. And those are two areas that have really high incomes and generally pretty high education levels. But what we saw is that they're underachieving when it comes to credit scores. And in particular, they have those two cities have among the highest average balance on their bank cards. So that is really a key. If you are going to have a good credit score, you got to keep those balances low.
And what about the other cities that have residents who aren't very good at managing money? Who else was in the bottom five?
Yeah, the rest of the bottom five were some big southern cities, Tampa, Miami, and Atlanta. And it's with those cities, it's really all about making sure that they keep their balances low, because all of those cities had high utilization rates. And what that basically means is the amount of debt that you have compared to your available credit.
Overall, what really separates best city from worst city, would you say?
What separates the best cities from the worst cities really is utilization rate, basically their ability to keep that credit card balance or that overall debt balance lower than their available credit. That's such an important thing, because if you get to where you're maxing out credit cards or you're having too much debt on those cards, that just changes a lot of variables when it comes to helping make ends meet in a lot of these big expensive cities.
And what piece of advice do you have for someone either living in Los Angeles or Baltimore or somewhere in between when it comes to managing money?
The important thing about credit is to remember that it's a marathon and not a sprint. You have to pay your balances on time every time. You have to keep those balances low, and you have to make sure that you're not going too crazy applying for credit. If you do those three things, you're going to be just fine.
And were you surprised that Los Angeles was number one? Often when we think LA, we think Hollywood. But we don't exactly think money managers when we think Los Angeles.
Yeah, no, I do think it was a little surprising, especially because Los Angeles is far from a cheap place to live. Housing values cost a fortune. But the reality is that their credit score isn't great, but given some of the headwinds that they're facing, they're actually overachieving a little bit. So that's why they rank so high in this list.
He is Matt Schultz, a senior industry analyst at creditcards.com. Thanks, Matt, as always.
Thank you.
And if you like listening to podcasts that deal with money and personal finance issues, you should check out our Watching Your Wealth podcast, hosted by Veronica Dagger. I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.